So, when we are expected to develop Vaishnava values, which include being sensitive and kind to others, truthful, but then we also feel that certain things should be done in particular. We want to stand up for a cause. So, how can we be assertive, at the same time be sensitive and humble? See, humility is not about disrespecting oneself. Humility is not about disrespecting oneself. It is centered on respecting something bigger than oneself. That means that I have some bigger cause to live for. So, and I respect that cause. I want that cause to work out. And that cause is bigger than me, that I am not so infatuated. I am not so self-centered. I am not filled with myself. I am filled with that cause. But if, so that's what, now Srila Prabhupada, he had humility. But at the same time, he had determination. He was assertive. He would establish philosophical points. He went, traveled around it so much. So, first of all, we often have some typical notions of humility that we have to put aside. Humility doesn't mean letting others trample down upon us. Humility doesn't mean that just accepting that other opinions are right, even when we feel or know that their opinion is not right. Humility simply means that we don't let our ego interfere with our purpose. So if my purpose is to get this done, I won't let my ego come in the way. Even if I'm dishonored, still I'll do it. Or if I want to do this, you know, but I'm getting some more honor in something else, so I'll just let it go. No. We don't let our ego interfere with our purpose. Humility doesn't mean to not have a purpose at all. We have a purpose. So the two, being assertive and being humble, are in that sense not contradictory. As long as we are centered on Krishna, on the purpose of serving Krishna, we can have both of them together. Beyond that, what we can see is that as far as being sensitive is concerned, now if we focus while communicating not so much on the person but on the issue. That is, not that you are wrong, but rather this position I don't agree with because of this. So basically, sensitivity is not meant to not speak the truth. Sensitivity means simply we try to speak the truth in as less hurting a way as possible. Sometimes, the truth is going to hurt. But just because the truth is going to hurt doesn't mean that we have a license to hurt people. Just like we have to be a surgeon. Surgery hurts. But then responsible surgery means that we try to cause as less pain as possible. So it is not that just because surgery is going to hurt, so I just let cause as much hurt as possible. No, we minimize the hurt. So sensitivity means that we simply are aware. This thing is like very. This is going to spark off emotions in people. So I have to be careful about how I speak. So we try to minimize the pain. So minimizing the pain doesn't mean avoiding causing pain. Sometimes surgery has to be done. So sometimes there may be differences in devotee opinion, devotees also. And sometimes we may have to point out how some particular course of action is wrong. The important thing is that we don't make it as an attack on that person. Okay, this idea is, I see these problems inside. And therefore, I don't support this. I support this. So if we don't make it as an attack on that person, and we are careful about addressing, then we can be sensitive also. So, bhakti is not just about being devoted to Krishna. It is being about devoted to Krishna in this world. In this world means we have to do services in this world. And if we have to stand up for a service, we can do that. But as devotees, you know, we can stand up without standing on other people. Is it? You know, we can do that. That's what sensitivity is about. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean,